Well, you've been hearing about it for over a year, and we're finally inside the brand new television studio here at SkyWatch TV, and we're going to show it to you right now. Well, welcome to SkyWatch TV. What an exciting and historic day, Tom. Before we get started, let me introduce the panel. We've got a loaded roster for you today to kick off the inaugural event here, the very first program in SkyWatch TV history inside the brand new studio. To my right, Allie Henson.
Hi, Joe.
And of course, my beautiful wife, Catherine Horn.
Hi.
Miss Donna Howell.
Hello.
Nita Horn. And Dr. Thomas Horn.
Hey, great to be here.
What an amazing day. What an amazing day. I can't wait to dive into this. We're going to talk about some of the vendors that made this moment possible. But Tom, let's start at the very beginning. We had a very humble start. Many of the viewers that are still following the program to this day that followed us from the launch in 2014 would have seen what we jokingly called two guys in a library, which made up our first set.
Yeah, you're being nice. You actually called it two fat guys in a library. I was one of them. And yeah, I mean, if people go back and they look, I think maybe we even have some B-roll during this program.
Yeah.
What a modest, small set that was, right?
Yeah.
And I still remember the day that Nita and I, we were just so excited, right? We're going to be on network television.
I remember that.
And we're sitting at home. It comes on TV. We watch it for about, I don't know, 2 minutes each, and we looked at each other and went, that is not the one.
And which kind of crushed me because I'd worked really hard on the set, and I'm like, he's going to love this. But then you called me, and you said, hey, man, that's not it.
But then the next one, which is the one we're still using today, that actually has it's a cool set. I mean, it kind of looks like a little bit of a Fox News kind of thing.
Well, that was what we were going for at the time, you know.
Now, what what the audience doesn't know, right, is that when we went, we ordered this great big desk.
Right.
And we get it to the building, and it's like, uh-oh, we can't get it in the studio, right?
Right. Yeah, we had like a little 36-inch standard operational door.
Right.
And we had this great big news desk that was multi-feet, 6 feet long by how many feet deep.
Right.
So we had to cut a hole in the dining hall. You guys remember this?
Yeah.
I do, yes.
We had to cut a hole in the dining hall. We'll show some B-roll of this. And actually bring it in that way. It was a whole discombobulated series of pieces. Dennis Hesher has been with us since the beginning. He helped us put on the lid and put it all together. And then there was lighting.
Oh, my goodness.
Moving the lighting. We played with that for at least 6 weeks.
And several of us got to play the mannequins, right?
I remember that.
So sitting there, put the light this way. How does that? It's kind of like that phone commercial. Is that it?
Right.
Can you hear me now? You know, it was funny.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, that studio, for all intents and purposes, it gave us a lot, but there were always limitations.
Right.
And for people that didn't see previous shows, we talked about building the new studio that we're in now. You might remember us talking about the limited capacity of only four.
Right.
So we might have a broadcast where Jonathan Kahn has come to the studio, but also Robert McGinnis is here, and they're taking turns because there's only so many seats.
Right.
So we're actually sitting here today at six. We have the capacity for eight, which we don't know how often we'll do, but we've got it if we need it.
Right, sure.
Right.
So
yeah, so that is really nice to be able to increase the number of people. And many people that are watching this program out there have been helping us.
Exactly.
Over the last few years, we started asking people to help us build the new studio. And they might be looking at the scope of this set saying, how in the world were you able to do as much as you have done? For instance, all of this backdrop that you see in here with all the gold colors and stuff.
Right.
We have to, in a way, we have to thank Paul and Jan Crouch.
Exactly.
Now, why would I say that? Because they spent a huge amount of money building this great big studio in Oklahoma City. Our friends Prophecy Watchers wound up buying that with Paul and Jan gone now, and they closed that big studio down. And they didn't know what they were going to do with the set. And I said, well, gimme, 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 right?
Yeah.
So that saved us a huge amount of time, not having to build this part of it.
Right.
Everything else we built. The other thing I would tell the audience is God supplied the perfect building.
The perfect building.
Perfect
building. I mean, in the future, when people are able to visit this, they're going to say, man, what a perfect media building. The mm-hmm. office complex mm-hmm. side of it, the green room, the where the makeup room and stuff is, the bathrooms, and then the giant set here. We're going to tell you about another set that's in here, too. We'll show you in a few minutes. But it was as if God built this building, mm-hmm. and then it was closed, right? Great yep. big, huge commercial building, mm-hmm. and they had tried to sell it. The real estate company that owned it had tried to sell it.
Right.
They even had an auction, and nobody bought it out of the auction, and it's on commercial property. So it is set up so that legally we had no issues. We could use it the way we want to be able to use it. Mm-hmm. I had made an offer on this property for a lot more money than what we paid for it. And then for reasons we won't go into on this program, that deal fell through, right?
Right.
But then, well, I don't know, a couple months later, the owner of the building came and called me. And he said, hey, do you really want that building? And I said, well, yeah, but, you know, how much money? Right. What are we talking about? I'm not going to tell you the dollar amount, but it is literally an understatement to say it was pennies
yes.
on the dollar. Yeah. We almost paid nothing. For this great, big, huge commercial building.
Right.
And then for the last 2 years, you know, we've been in here. Brand new wiring, brand new, all the infrastructure, plumbing, right. HVAC systems. Everything's brand new. Mm-hmm. And when people visit this studio in the future, I think you're going to be very, very happy with the investment that you made, many of right. you made, yeah. in helping us get this done.
Well, and I just want to take a minute to talk about some of the other installers and vendors and give a huge shout out and a thank you to the following people, in addition to those who have been praying for us mm-hmm. and have been supporting right. us financially, people that really made this happen. Special thanks to you, Randy and Carrie Grable of Grable Construction, mm-hmm. Cherise Parton, who's on our staff. Yeah. When you look around and you see all of the decor, the plants, I mean, every little leaf that you see was like tediously placed for your viewing pleasure by Cherise yeah. Parton, Dennis and Meg Hesher
yes.
for all of the remodel and the electrical. I talked to Dennis and I said, Dennis, I know literally nothing, but I know here's what has to happen is that somewhere in the back, a guy has to flip a button from a snake and maybe that row of lights comes on and
right.
maybe that one comes on and it's all going to be separate. And he's like, well, how many lines do you need? I don't know, but a lot of them. And I just need, you know, like in a year from now to be able to have a magic series of buttons and for all of it to come on, but it's got to be something you can isolate. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he did a great job. And then, of course, when the installers came in, they said, man, whoever did this did a really slick job. Matt and Ashley Puskarich at Film Revolutions for all of the lighting and video installation. So all the cameras that you're viewing this program on, every light tediously placed. In fact, Matt is in the building today for these inaugural shows running the crane camera. Alec Gorecki and Nathan Short at Frequency AV out of Chicago for all of the audio installation.
Yeah.
So every headset, everything you're hearing done so masterfully. Thank you guys. Cannot thank you enough. And again, the connections to these individuals really also was a God thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're talking about people who are world class
right.
at what they do.
They've
it's not a
awards.
Hobby. They've won
yes.
awards. Major, huge corporations fly them all over the place to come
right.
in, set up audio sound systems and all that. And God, through a whole series of events,
yes.
right, just brought them into our life. They also have seen the vision. They've become personal friends,
right.
actually.
Yeah.
In fact, we kind of keep telling them it's God's will for them to quit their job and move here
us.
And work with the company. We'll keep working
I
on
keep
that, right?
trying to wear them down. You know, maybe someday.
Yeah. But seriously, a huge gift. But
yeah.
then I also want to thank everybody that has been helping in all the ways that they can. You know, we have this get your name on the wall of honor.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a great big huge wall that you can't quite see in this building where the wall of honor is going to have the names of all the people that made donations of $250, $400, and $1,000 to help us get this done. But I also want to thank everybody out out there who couldn't give that amount of money. Every little lady on Social Security or man yes. that sent in $5, $10, yes. all of it together. You have partnered with us to be able to take the gospel around the world. And by the way, have we ever seen a point in time when the yes. church needs to be focused on taking the gospel around the world? Look, I'm an American. I don't even want to talk about politics, right? I'm an American. I'm a patriot. I voted. I did my duty. That's a part of who I am living in this country. Mm-hmm. But I do not confuse that with the mission of the church. Right. And I fear that some people have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think part of our goal is going to be able to participate with people who really understand, all right, that now that that was all done, the church really needs to wake up and
yeah.
get back to preaching yeah. the gospel. Because
absolutely.
Do you want to revolutionize your culture?
Do
you want to revolutionize society? Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God, right? Unto salvation.
Yes.
That's what will radicalize the world, and that's the part of radicalization that I want to be part of, right?
Right, right.
That's what this is all about. That's what
exactly.
this is all dedicated to.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, we do not owe one dime on this building or anything that is inside of it.
Right.
Between me and Nita taking and making major donations to this, but also you joining us mm-hmm. to get this done, we are going into the future with a facility and a ministry that is unencumbered by debt. And that's
praise
all.
God.
I want to do yeah. this for all of you that actually
yeah,
helped us get this done. Well, let's
their
talk.
Their prayers, too.
And their prayers, all of it.
All the
yes.
people
especially.
That couldn't give, if they especially. Were able to pray, that
right.
was
huge.
Huge.
Absolutely.
Absolutely huge.
We feel those mm-hmm. prayers. And
we do.
I want to pivot for a minute, because you're talking about people at home. Many of them seeing the live audience now may be asking, well, I'd like to travel to Missouri. Where can I learn more about how to participate in the live audience and so forth? And I want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so right now we are, for security reasons and other reasons, because we still have a lot of stuff kind of setting in here, so it's partly insurance and liability issues. We are not open to the public yet. It's by invitation only. But if you have donated to help us build this facility and you would planning on being in Missouri at some point in the near future and you would like to be part of the live audience, then you can email us and say, hey, I'm going to be in the area on this date or that date. When is the next filming time? Because right now we also have filming schedules. We're not shooting programs every day. We're doing them in clusters of 4 to 6 shows at a time.
Yeah.
And so if you contact us, though, and you helped us build this studio, right now we want to accommodate you. So if you're a VIP member, if you are a pony sponsor for the Whispering Ponies
exactly.
Ranch,
yeah.
If your name is going on the wall of honor because you gave a $250 or $500 donation, make sure you contact us and we'll try to accommodate having you on the program. Let me say this real quick too, if I can, Joe, the opportunity to have your name on the wall of honor ends January 1. So anybody who still wants to do that and haven't done it yet, you want to send a Christmas donation to help us finish. There are some things we have to finish.
Yeah.
Furniture, office equipment. The we have a makeup room, but it's empty. The green room is empty, right?
Right.
The asphalt outside is not paved. So there's still some things, equipment.
We have a
like
lobby
that
still needs some
furniture.
Yeah,
a lobby. Just a lot of little stuff to get it buttoned up. But
some
we do have a functioning studio now.
Yeah.
Yes.
But this is your last chance. So if you want to be on the wall of honor, help us get that done. The ministry opportunities are this. For every person that makes a one-time donation of $250 to help us finish the studio, that would mean to be done by January 1. After that, no more opportunity to do that anymore. But if you do that before January 1, a $250 donation, we're going to put your name on the wall of honor. We're also going to send you the DVD collection of the complete 2020 Branson Virtual Conference. We're going to mail that directly to you. For anybody that can make a $500 donation before January 1, your name on the wall of honor, the DVD of the 2020 Branson Virtual Conference will be sent to you, and then you're also going to receive a gift certificate in the amount of $100 for our online store. Then finally, for any person that can make a $1,000 donation, either to sponsor a pony at Whispering Ponies Ranch to help children. And by the way, we'll talk about this in a moment if we get time. Our biggest year ever is coming this year in 2021. So if you'd like to help those children in their recovery efforts at Whispering Ponies Ranch by sponsoring a pony for $1,000 a year, you can also send $1,000 to become a part of the VIP Founders group, or you can just send $1,000 to help us finish the studio. If you do that, we're going to put your name on the Wall of Honor. In any of those cases, you're going to be considered to be part of the VIP Founders group, which means in 2021, if we are able to run our conference inside the big Chateau on the Lake in Branson, then you're also going to be part of the VIP dinner. You'll be in the special dinners with some of the speakers there. All of that, your name on the Wall of Honor. You'll get a gift card in the amount of $300, and you'll also get the DVD collection of the complete 2020 Branson Virtual Conference, all of that for your gift of $1,000. So there still is a chance between now and January 1 for you to participate in helping us now with finishing this new studio. But again, for everybody, every donation, large or small, and your prayers, we thank you from the bottom of our heart for this historic moment now for us to have our debut programs inside the new studio.
Absolutely. And so the other part we want to highlight for you before we run out of time today of your donation in terms of completing our studio also includes a brand new program for women called Simply His. Now, you may have heard this discussed in previous programs, but I want, if you ladies would, I would love for you to talk us through, just for a moment, this vision that you guys received a couple of years ago. You went to a conference, and you came back so stirred by what you had learned that this had to become a new platform for women. So, Nita, we'll just start with you. Tell us this conference, you guys are there, you're having the greatest time, you come back, but it was more than just an entertaining weekend. It really turned into a brand new vision.
Right. So us girls, talking of Catherine and Allie and Donna and myself, decided to sneak away to this women's conference to just be together and be alone and to kind of fellowship. But when we got back to the motel room that first night, we were so inspired by the presence of this united group of women, and they were talking about things and we, you know, that women deal with, and we were feeling like, oh my gosh, we don't feel so alone anymore. There are other people out there who have the same concerns and feelings we do. So we got so inspired. We thought, oh my gosh, we want to do this too. We want to take this, what we feel right now, this inspiration, this moment, and share it with as many women as we can. So that's how that we came up with the idea of forming a women's talk show that would be specifically biblically grounded. And we've got Donna Howell, who is our resident theologian.
There you go.
She's amazing and has so much to keep us on track.
Yeah.
So in case we pick
Well, each one of you guys has a really unique gift and a unique perspective.
Yes.
You know, you have decades of experience with animals, and you've got all kinds of theology. We jokingly at Skywatch say that she is like the female Mike Heiser.
Yeah.
You know, she's just, now she's going to blush, but no, seriously, she's really something.
She is.
Over here, we've got Allie Henson, and of course, again, my beautiful wife, Catherine. You guys were also at this conference. Just give us, we'll show some B-roll. We're very, very, very close. So when we talk about this new Simply His program, you need to know this is not, you know, 2024, we hope to have part of a build. It's in this building as we speak. I would say it's 95% finished, but we still need some lighting and we still need some tiny accoutrements to finish the thing. But very close, eminently so. In the coming weeks, I would suspect, we're going to start making the announcement that the first programs are beginning. Give us a taste of what some of those shows might focus on, and who are you talking to?
Well, I feel like so many women's shows focus on one of two things. One, it will inspire, or two, it will titillate. And so those which titillate are very, either have a very liberal skew, which is very secular, or they are, you know, soap operas, things that are filled with drama. They don't really have an application toward everyday life. Or they're so very inspiring that you watch them and you feel really good and you're really excited, and then you don't know what to do next. Right. You're just really excited about something. Right. And so, the goal here is to bring the two together where you know, we can talk about things that are inspiring, but then give a practical application of how does this apply to your life? Mm-hmm. Right. What do you do with this information when you turn the TV off and you go to fix dinner for your family and you face the same daily life situations that you did yesterday and the day before? Maybe we can give new tools. So that's my personal
Well, tools and encouragement, because a lot of women, you know, right now, times are very uncertain. Everybody has a lot more stress.
Sure.
How do I raise my kid in this environment of there's so much confusing things out there? How do we deal with that?
And the school systems.
And the school systems. Right. How do you... And balancing. Yeah. I mean, Joe and I have had that talk millions of times. How do we balance having a marriage, having a family, having a ministry, you know, all of that kind of stuff and finding the balance that you need to be able to do a good job at any of it. Mm-hmm. And then also like prioritizing teaching your children about Jesus and God and all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
And there's, I got to say, there's a couple of things that I'm very, very excited about. I was actually as much or more maybe even excited about the Simply His program idea, the set, and then of course, you know, the people that are going to be the hosts, these four ladies, as I was the new Skywatch television studio. And you'll see what I mean when you start getting a chance to see that set.
Yeah.
Because it is, can I kind of let a little bit of the cat out of the bag?
A little bit.
It's going, it's inside a fully functioning coffee house.
Yes.
And legitimately so.
Don't underestimate that coffee house. So by the way, when you're here and part of the live audience, you get free coffee from Simply His. And this is gourmet coffee. This is not
juice. We have some people here today that tasted some of that coffee. Did you guys raise your hand? Were you here for that?
Yeah.
Was that something?
Full-on espressos and the whole thing. But anyway, it is a coffee house. Now, the other thing I love about this set is it's going to be a little bit... What do you call this when it's like...
semi-reality.
Huh? Yeah, like reality programming, where it is set up where... Mm-hmm. We have particular guests that come on the program. It might be, let's say, Carl Gallops or whatever, right? And he's here, but then he comes through a glass door. It looks like he's coming off the street.
Yeah.
Right? And he's in there getting coffee, and then the girls notice him. It's like, wait a minute, is that Carl Gallops? So
a little bit of fun.
Like a little programming, and then he comes over, he's on the set. He may also be on Skywatch. Knowing Carl, he'll be on Skywatch too, right? But the other thing that I want to tell you is about these women. Their individual qualifications will appeal to every age level. In that set, first of all, who doesn't like coffee? Your kids, teenagers,
Well, we have tea, too, for the ones
and
that tea. Don't have
coffee.
I'll be a tea guy because I can't do the caffeine.
Well, all of that, though. But, I mean, it appeals to every age level. But then you also have Nita, who has been around forever. You mentioned all of her life experience with animals.
No.
I'm talking about in the ministry, right? She's been a pastor. She has been in ministry for a long time, including, you know, working as part of the staff in the largest evangelical organization in the world, running girls and women's ministries and other things that she did, holding district posts, right?
Yeah.
So she's been part of that for a very long time, learned both the good and the negative side of, you know, establishment religion. So she brings years of qualifications, a business owner, all of that. Then you do have Donna, the theologian, right, who when she was little bitty, you know, I always said about Donna, she never met an argument she couldn't win, right? And yet, watching her grow up now and become this apologist and seeing the strength that God put in her to be able to defend the faith, as the scripture says we ought to be able to. And then Allie. When Allie was little, she loved Nancy Drew. Everything was about an investigation. And now she grows up. She is actually a credentialed private investigator. Right. Yeah. And we put Allie at the forefront of a lot of our our research work. People don't know that, but she's the one that's back out behind the scene. And then Catherine is a doula. She loved, like, all the stuff that has to do with essential oils.
She's organic mother, living.
Yeah. Right. So the qualifications that they're bringing to this program, to me, are just astonishing. And in that set, oh, my goodness, I just expect great things from Simply His. Now, we have to quickly say, because we have 3 minutes left, that there's two more programs that are coming from SkyWatch TV. The old set, the old original SkyWatch television set. Joe, tell them how that's going to be repurposed.
So essentially, most of it's there. We are going to kind of simplify it, clean it up, and brighten it a lot. But the set that you've been watching since 2014 when we launched the program, the one that we call our Fox News style set, is being repurposed into what will be weekly content through Eden's Essentials. So we've got in-house today, Bree Graffia, Drew Graffia's wife. She is super talented. We're finding she's great at writing scripts. She's a real thinker. She's in school right now to become a board-certified natural lifestyle nutrition practitioner. So she's learning about enzymatic breakdown and physics and methylation and all the stuff that, you know, you've heard me talk about a lot. So she's well on her way, but she's going to be crafting programs very soon where we're talking about bolstering the immune system. How do you really up-regulate your children during flu season so that they overcome faster and are less likely to get sick in the first place? And just all kinds of liver function. We'll probably have a little bit of the set that's dedicated to maybe a little portion where they can build smoothies in real time and show you recipes where you can drink things that purify the liver, et cetera. And then let's not forget tag team partners in the Eden's Essentials operation, and fundamentally would not be anywhere without him, Mr. Daniel Belt.
Right, absolutely.
This guy, he's been a practitioner for years. He's got a myriad of decades involved in both developing product lines and looking through the smoke screens at organic label gaming so that you might have two products. One of them is a liver cleanse. This is a liver cleanse. One of them has biosediments, maybe particulars of sand or genetically modified ingredients, but it's still labeled with organic label gaming. And then you have one that's actually distilled and clean that's a plus benefit to the body. You have to know.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I ask Daniel to vet for me, for example, products that are coming to Eden's Essentials like personal care, toothpaste, shampoo, things like this, it might take him 3 months to come back to me and say, I found one.
Right. But what I love.
So he's going to be a regular on that programming. And then finally, the Gilberts, and we are absolutely out of time, but be watching for the Gilberts. Derek and Sharon are going to be launching a new format program called Forbidden Gates.
Right.
They're going to be out in the field. They're going to be going to places like Israel. Anytime there's a new event that's launched or a new biblical museum that's opened, something of interest, they'll be out in the field reporting.
Also anomalies. This is going to be the unsolved mysteries. The unsolved mysteries of Christian television. So it's anything that's anomalistic, the serpent mounds, I don't care what it is. So they're going to be basically our globe-trotting archaeologists in the field. And they're going to have their own set, and they'll be broadcasting out of that set the Forbidden Gates program.
Well, guys, I hate it because we're totally out of time, but we're going to have to get going. Please keep watching us. As the weeks continue, you will see a myriad of brand new exciting programs starting next week with The Messenger. What's that about? Well, you'll have to come back to find out, but trust me, you don't want to miss it. For all of our guests here today, I'm Joe Horn on behalf of SkyWatch TV. Keep looking up and keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See you next time.
Thank you for watching. Keep up with all of SkyWatch TV's programs, including our web exclusives, by subscribing to our channel at YouTube and following us on Facebook and Twitter. You'll find links to the app stores for the free SkyWatch TV mobile app at skywatchtv.com. To find out how to support our ministry, log on to skywatchtv.com/donate. And please, take advantage of our free mobile app for Android and iOS devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets.